This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, welcome to Car Castle. I'm Matt, the Motivator, DeAndre, and I'm here with Aaron Hagar this week. Bill is taking a week off. He's busy. His son's going off to college. This is a big week for him.
He's grooming giraffes and shit, brushing lemurs. And what are you talking about?
Yeah, he's got a on the ranch there. He's got a lot going on, and I'm sure some of the animals are very intimidated by the amount of noise that comes out of his garage when he fires up his TRXs and stuff like that. But I don't know, like the cow wanders into his garage and I don't poops on the floor, and he's like, "Get out! Get out!"
But those are excellent problems to have, man.
It actually is kind of funny. And I know he's
telling your giraffe to get out of the kitchen, you know.
You know, he enjoys it, but you could tell that it's like it's just a different situation for sure. But
I want that life.
they have a good time over there. But you know, we've talked about Gage Goldberg for a while. He's been been on the podcast with us, and he was at Barrett Jackson with us.
Wow.
When your dad was supposed to sell the car this past January.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah,
and
exactly.
It got delayed, but he came out and he played some music. I think maybe Bill was there the same night or the night before. I can't. I don't even remember if we were all together for that.
When your dad and Bill haven't met yet, have they?
I don't think did Dad Bill they have it.
I don't think they met yet. They would like each other. Yeah, they would like each other
because we were all at the same event. I think Bill was there the day before. I think Bill was there Friday and your dad was there Saturday.
Yeah,
and you know, Engage came up and we had the two cars up on the block. So Bill drove up his 2018 Demon, and then I think Gage drove the Demon 170. And they got auctioned off together, and we had some Bravago up there, and I was up there, and Wanda was up there, and you know, Gage was in January, still wasn't decided on what school to go to and all that stuff. But anyway, he's gonna play college football, and
I
know he's very excited about it, and he's been in the gym, and he's been working out, he's a big kid.
Yeah, he's a monster. Congratulations to the Goldbergs. That is super exciting, super fantastic. What a life. I want that life. I want those problems. You know, honey, the lemurs are in the kitchen again. Can you get them out? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, I have to end the podcast. I have to go feed the giraffe. You know, I want those problems.
I gotta find it. Let's see if I can try to find it somewhere.
Right now, I'm trying to keep squirrels from eating everything outside on the porch. I love squirrels, but these are some damn prairie dog ground squirrels. And I was looking up air rifles on the internet, and they call them prairie dog rifles. I guess it's a thing. It's the Napa life is new for me. I'm trying to adapt. I'm an animal lover. I save like ladybugs on the windowsills and stuff. And you know, I get, oh my gosh, there's a giraffe. Oh, she's
scratching. You're watching this on the YouTube video.
Oh my God.
Wanda's account is Wanda's Weezu. She basically runs a zoo,
Weezu,
if you will. If she rehabilitates and fosters animals, and she's got a
I'm gonna go follow her right now.
Is that the best video? She's petting this giraffe.
Wanda's Weezu. There it is. I'm following it. Oh my gosh. Oh, she's got a kangaroo.
Yes,
she's got a wombat.
Does.
Oh, I recognize all this stuff.
His name is Rudy.
Gosh. Rudy the Wombat? Rudy the Kangaroo.
He's the kangaroo.
Oh, the scritches. Oh, man.
I was talking to her. She's like, you and Tammy should get a kangaroo. I'm like, we rent an apartment in the marina. And she's like,
perfect.
And she's like, oh, he'll just walk around with you. And I said, I know, but how big is he going to get? She's like, about 6 foot. And I was like,
oh, there's a like, big one.
Well, if I walk him outside when we walk the dogs, there's dogs everywhere because people walk there. She's like, oh, he won't like that. He would punch this.
Is it a red kangaroo?
I don't know.
Australian?
But...
Well, I guess there's lots of kangaroos, but I know the wallabies don't get very big. Like they're small dog size, you know?
She had whatever the small one is. She had a small one. And I think she's got a big one or going
to
be.
I don't claim to be an expert. What are these stripy deer looking things? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're going to go down
the rabbit hole, if you will.
These aren't rabbits. This is full on exotic hole.
Yeah.
We don't want no exotic holes.
Hey guys, let me tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's Believe, BLEAV. Bet Online. The game starts here. All right. Aside from animals and stuff, what's going on in your world?
Look, it's a family show. It's I've got a little porcupine here.
Yeah, you got a stuffed porcupine over there.
No, it's actually some. What is it? Yeah, I guess it is a porcupine. Beatrix Potter stuff. Anyway, what is going on in this world? It's getting hot. It's getting hot here in Napa. We're hitting high 80s, low 90s. So let's see. It's 1 o'clock now. I'd say in another half hour, I'll just be couch ridden until about 5:30.
Well, I mean, it's not
sweat. I fall back on the couch.
It's never going to be too terrible. I mean, it is Napa. It's still pretty nice.
Napa's gorgeous. I know. Yesterday, I was like, I'm going to go for a bike ride. Put my shorts on, you know, got my thin socks, put my shoes on, walk outside. I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit this one out. I'm not used to any kind of heat from Tahoe and it's dry down here. It's humid. I have some getting used to it, but
you'll get used to it.
We're going to call this from now on. We're going to call these zebra problems instead of platinum problems, first world problems, you know, rich guy, whatever you want to call them. We're going to call them zebra problems. I've got zebra problems, you know.
Yeah.
It's been warm and humid, so I'm going to sit this one out.
I know we've talked about this on Shift and Steer, the other podcast that we do together. For those of you that don't know, we do another podcast, Shift and Steer. And you just got back from a rally, and it was really just kind of fun and something that you guys have been doing for quite some time now.
Yes, the Napa Valley 750. That's right. We didn't talk about that one. I'm like, no, it was more of a car show. But I did the Super Sunday too. But yeah, thank you. The Napa Valley 750, pretty good. We were shy about six couples this year, just because we're trying to find like the right window to do the rally. Most of our patrons are from Colorado, and they always have conflicts. We have conflicts, and it's just a short period before it gets hot. But after the rainy season. So we have a very narrow window of about a month, and we're trying to find the magic spot. But this year it rained till late. Last year it was in the rain. Anyway, so we're six couple short, but we still managed to wrangle about $67,000 for our local charity, which is the St. Helena Memorial Hospital, which is pretty cool. Their foundation, it's a great local charity, and we're very proud to participate and help them out with some of their programs. And yeah, it was pretty good. Usually it's about 100. So even though we're six couples shy, we still did pretty well. And I'm very proud to say that the art collected almost half of that, which is pretty cool. Yeah, and the footage you're seeing, the yellow 275, that is my friend Rick. He and I are the two founding members. There's the Morgan. I drove the Morgan the first 2 days and the Mini the last 2 days. So it was really fun. No catastrophic failures this year. I've lost the Morgan usually on the first day every rally. Last year I drove the Mini flawlessly, but super fun. Yeah, these are some really, really awesome cowboy boots and jeans people. They
happen to have some just pretty nice cars.
Yeah, very notable cars. Even those Porsches, and even like that's an original Cobra, a very rare 289. We had a very rare 427. You can see the Lancia there. That's a extreme. I think that one Pebble Beach or something. D-type Jag. I mean, we've got some very, very special 911 RSs, like original ones from the 60s. I mean, some really, really neat vehicles. Very notable. But just wonderful people, wonderful food. My friend Rick Hoffman, he has the yellow 275. We're actually on his property. I'm staying in the guest house for now, my wife and I and the dog, while we look for a place nearby, because we're trying to buy somewhere in the neighborhood. So we came down here to check it out. And Rick has curated a really nice group of people from the Peak to Peak rally that he's been doing for 20-something years. I did a few with them too. Super cool. And we brought him to the West Coast here to show him the coastline and the Napa Valley. And we're in our fifth, and we just finished our fifth rally here annually. And it's pretty awesome. So that was fun. We had a fuel pump go and a first gear 928. And then we had an alternator go in the 427 Cobra on the last day. Other than that, it was flawless. I have to say it was, there wasn't much fixing stuff on the side of the road like there can be in these old car rallies. So it's 1975 and older sports cars. The Porsche 928 was the exception, because they're a very elderly couple and we'd love them to death. They're extremely generous. And he bought that car brand new. It was the poster car. And so we made the exception because with some compromised health, we want to make sure that his wife had air conditioning and all the needs that she needs. And that was the car that could accommodate it. So we said, yeah, I think it's a 77 or something, you know, it's close enough.
Yeah.
Other than that, we try to stay very strict.
So you bring out the Morgan and you bring out the Mini Cooper.
Uh-huh. Yep, the Mini. Now, yeah,
but,
the Morgan.
But in the past, you had because you were in Tahoe, you had to sort of commit to the one car. But now,
No. By no means. I just could only afford to kind of bring one car because my Mini really didn't do well because they had 10-inch wheels. So I got another Mini, a 70, which has 13-inch wheels, and it does much better. It still struggles on the straightaways. I mean, these guys hit some speeds on some of these back roads. In Mexico, but I struggle to keep up a little bit, but we hit the corners and I'm trying to get them out of my way. It's a lot of fun, but the Morgan is really, really fun, but it's pretty intense driving that car at speeds on most of the roads are pretty good, but we had a lot of road work this year. So yeah. Not really potholes, but just surface changes and some grading, you know, and that stuff gets hard. We want to keep a certain pace, but we also want to keep a certain distance because the last thing we want to do is, you know, kick up rocks on an Emery 356 Porsche. Porsche. I don't want to kick up rocks. I don't want to be that guy. You know, everybody's stuff is PPF, which helps, but, you know, we want to be courteous and not kill
so
the
funny.
Cars.
It's good that stuff like the PPF, it's like, it just seemed like a minute ago we didn't have that. And now
every
car worth anything is just getting.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get Rick PPF to PPF is 275. It's that yellow. It's not original paint, but it's old, but it's in perfect shape. And it's just gorgeous. And I'm like, dude, PPF that car, man. It's like,
If he's going to drive it for rallies like that,
he
then drives it.
I mean, no joke. He gets criticized for the way he drives it. Like, you can't drive a car like that. They're too expensive. He's like, screw it. It's meant to be driven. I'm driving it.
Yeah.
Right
you
on,
gotta
man.
Drive it. Have fun with it.
Yeah. I mean, if, like Jay says, you can afford to drive it and build it back up, drive it, you know,
yeah.
And drive it. So, but yeah, super fun. Really proud to raise some money for charity and hang with some incredible folks. And yeah, good stuff. Keep asking those questions, which get me talking.
Speaking of speaking of like Napa and 275s and Monterey this year, up at Pebble Beach, we're gonna get the debut, I guess, of a new hypercar.
Is it Nilu? Nilu? How do you pronounce that?
Yeah,
Nilu?
N-I-L-U?
Yeah.
Nilu? It's
interesting.
It's a guy, and he named it after his two daughters, I believe. That's where the name came from. Yeah, we don't know too much about the car, but, and I'm going to screw up his name. His name is Sasha, but Selipanov, maybe? How do you say his last name? Selipanov. Yeah, I'm not sure, and I can swear I've spoken to him in the past as well, and I could never really get his name right, but he's a graduate of the Art Center in Pasadena. He's a great designer, and he has designed cars for Lamborghini, Bugatti, did the Bugatti Chiron, the Koenigsegg, does stuff for Genesis. I think he did the Koenigsegg Gamera and the new one, the CC850, I believe it is. Doing his own crazy hypercar now. We don't know much about it. We know it's going to have a 12-cylinder in it, and I believe a naturally aspirated 12-cylinder. There was a little bit of a teaser video, but it didn't.
It is a teaser.
Yeah, they didn't show too much on it.
Nope, just the back end. Boy, does it look good. Yeah, I love the opening. There's a lot more we don't know about this mysterious hypercar, to quote Autoblog.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the thing. But anyway, it's supposed to debut it at Pebble Beach, probably on the concept lawn or something like that. And I imagine it's going to be very, very cool. If you've had experience with companies like Bugatti and Lamborghini and Koenigsegg, you want to do something on your own, you've got pretty big shoes to fill, right?
Look at that thing though. It's gorgeous. It's definitely has a couple design cues that are familiar there, but it's going to be interesting to see how it all comes together. Cool. I think I'm going to Quail. I got a call from one of the organizers, and we didn't get to follow up, but I think we're going to have some involvement this year. And I won't be on a trip through Alaska during Quail this year.
Yeah,
probably could have made it, but I would have had to cut it short.
Yeah, not that I would trade that. I mean, we've done Quail, we've done Monterey a number of times. The Alaska trip,
I know, but
blast.
But I hate missing that stuff because I always regret it. You know, it's like I just don't feel like going this year, and then I'm like, I should have went. Oh man, they did this and that was there, and this was there, and I missed that. And I don't like missing this stuff because it's so easy for us to go. Usually, so it's silly for us not to.
Well, you're going to have to show up in Monterey now because you're basically around the corner. So,
yeah, I know, right? There's no excuse.
No real excuse, you know. couldn't get a ride, couldn't find a hotel room, you know, like it's right. Like
you can just drive back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll fly my rocket.
Yeah.
My rocket pack. But I just committed to, I've been wanting to do Alaska on a motorcycle. I talked about it when we got back last year. I said, I'd love to do that on a motorcycle, but maybe a shorter trip. Well, I've committed to 10,000 miles through Alaska a year from next month, so a year from June.
But you're not driving all the way up there.
Yeah, I'm riding
the
way up there. So Jocelyn and her team, I think, are mostly out of Monterey. So I'll be meeting them along the way and continuing onward. We're not shipping bikes. We're riding them. So I bought a Norden 901 Expedition, which I've had on my radar since they announced them. And I'm in love with that bike. I feel bad because I have friends at Ducati and some other places that were like, you got to get this. You got to get this. You know, I'll give you a discount. And I just loved that Norden. So I went ahead and found one because they're very hard to get. The Expedition ones, there was only three left in California. So I got it and I love it. It's a little tall. I got some work to do. I got my feet back. I got an allopurinol. So, I don't have gout anymore. And I think I'm a month in healing and, getting my balance back. It really messed up my feet, Matt, the last couple years. it's really deteriorated my ability to walk normally and to wear shoes properly, and just it's very debilitating. Those of you that suffer from gout, I feel for you. But the allopurinol, which is a uric acid inhibitor, it's really helping. I'm on a lower dose because I only have 1 1/4 kidney, so I have to kind of take it easy. But 200 milligrams is working. I'm getting my life back. So yeah, I'm dancing good. Around the house barefoot, and you know, walking on gravel again. Like you know, I know this stuff sounds silly, but
this is a big trip though. 10,000 miles on a bike. You could ship the bike. I know you're saying you're not going to ship the bike, but you got a year to figure out.
No reason to ship the bike. I think part of this is the rite of passage and getting it done right and doing the work. But you know, finding balance again and getting some strength and conditioning back. And my biggest worry was, you know, you get gout in the middle of a trip, you're not putting a boot on, you're not putting any pressure on that foot, and that could be a big problem. Alaska, you know, I could get a ride back, but if I'm out somewhere in the desert in Nevada or on a mountaintop somewhere in Nepal and I get gout, my trip is done and I'm parked, you know, until I get on medication for a couple days to get rid of it, to be able to function again. It's been a real inhibitor of doing stuff. So I'm committed. I'm doing the work. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, do it.
Let's go next month. I can wing it. really, really excited. Really
It'll be
excited.
A good trip.
It'll be a great trip, but let's do it. Good stuff.
Okay, let's just take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Woohoo!
You know, one of the things I was going to try to talk to Bill about today, because being such a Dodge guy, is... Tim Kaniskis, a longtime friend and the head of Ram and Dodge, is retiring, and he's been sort of the champion of the muscle car for so long. And after 32 years at what is now Stellantis, he's retiring. He's going to be replaced by a couple of different people because he's got a pretty big job.
That's good. It's going to take four people to take my job.
Yeah, well, at least two. but you know, so much of what we've seen, and certainly on the muscle car side of things, of Charger and every Fast and Furious movie and that's been out, and his involvement with the brand's involvement of that is all been across his desk at some point. Yeah. And certainly Bill's involvement in the commercials, the Santa Claus commercials, and the Muscle of Mayorville.
Oh, great.
Or the Mayor of Muscleville. I got that switch. All of that stuff was all, you know, been through Tim Kaniskis, and we have other friends over there as well, but he's been a big part of it. So,
So my big question is he pursuing an acting career now, or
I don't know. Yes, we did have a little fun with
We got to tease him about it.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Well, hopefully he has great things on the horizon, or just going to take a break and enjoy the fruits of his labor. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, that's a good question. We're gonna have to have him on at some point and kind of pick his brain and see what his what his plan's gonna be. I'm sure we'll see him at some events as well. I don't think he's giving up on cars. I think he's just decided to not necessarily go into the
Maybe
office
he's
every day.
joining the team at Nilu.
And maybe he is. Maybe he's joining the team at Nilu.
What it needs is a V8, an American V8. Let's put that. I
So
guess.
this weekend, we have the Indy 500 coming up, and I'm a fan. I'm looking forward to the Indy 500. We just went through all of the qualifying over the past, well, most of it last this past weekend. Setting speeds, I think Pato, maybe it was Pato or was it Alex? I forgot if it was Alex Palou. Forgive me,
I
I
haven't
forgot.
watched Indy in a
But
long time. I'm not up to
whoever
date.
set the track record last year, and then McLaughlin just set it again. So coming up this weekend,
Wow. Oh, it's this
108th.
weekend?
Yeah,
Holy cow.
108th running of the Indy 500 is going to be coming up this weekend. So
Wow.
it'll be on in the morning for those of you guys who are unaware, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. So
Oh,
out
it's
here,
hitting.
it'll be early for us to be eight. Well, early enough. But
And it's at Laguna Seca on the 23rd. Maybe I'll have to make a trip out there, because it's so close now.
yeah, because it's so close. I mean, it's closer than it was before. It's a lot closer than it was before, I guess.
Cool. Yeah.
Actually, I haven't been to Laguna Seca for IndyCar, but it's such a great track, and
It is.
we talked to so many of the guys that race. When they talk about racing the ovals and then going to the track and what the differences are and how much they enjoy that track, and after it's been now repaved, some of the changes that you're going to see on the
Let's
track,
go.
and yeah, it
Let's
should be
go.
kind of fun.
I'll bring the Jeep and camp there if they're not already booked up. That might be kind of fun.
That's coming up end of
Next
June.
month.
Yeah,
Yeah,
end of
June
June.
23rd, I think it
Man,
said.
it's gonna be fun.
Might be
All right,
fun.
I'm
I
looking forward to it.
haven't done Indy in a long time. We used to know the Patricks pretty well, and back when they were younger.
Yeah, everybody used to be younger.
Yeah, when we were all younger, but yeah, and we had some friends over there, so we used to go pretty often, but it's been a long time, very long time.
I've only gone once. It kind of got ruined for me. So I've been to Indy 500 one time, and when I went, we were out promoting a film. We were promoting the Willie T. Ribbs film,
Oh.
and there was a screening of the event, and it was a partnership with IndyCar. So the one time I went, I just got just like the best VIP treatment, and so now it kind of. It's like
I
any
hear
other
ya.
version of me going to the Indy 500 is going to be like
I
significantly
know. I
less
know. You might as well just
than
wear the cattlebell, Yeah. I'm like that
it's
way with concerts. I have a hard time going to concerts,
yeah, I mean, and I
Yeah.
get it.
I get it. Yeah.
It sounds terrible. It just sounds so, I don't know, privileged, but I have never been. And when I was invited, first, so I went out with Adam Carolla, and I went out with Willie T. Ribbs, and I went out with a couple guys, and it wasn't even like, hey, we'll get you a nice seat or whatever. So first of all, these SUVs came and picked us up at the hotel, and then and there were several SUVs like in a parade of like VIPs that got picked up at hotels, and then we all met up, and there was must have been five of these trucks, and then we got a police escort to the track, cut the line. Everybody had a sort
Well,
of
welcome to my world, Matt.
Parting of the sea, right? And we're all driving in and getting into the infield, and they bring us right onto the track, and then we walk
Yeah.
up to like to the starting line to the grid and say hi to the teams, and the pace cars are loading
Oh, that's
up,
awesome.
and then we go through, we walk the red carpet, and everybody does their Q&A and about the film and Indy 500 and whatever, and we sit in a green room, and then you go up in the tower, and it's just
Yep.
like you're up there and you're just eating food and watching the race, and you're looking around going, oh, this is amazing. People must go to the Indy 500 all the time. And people go, nobody's doing what you do. Like, a handful of people. There's, you know, 50 people that are doing what you're doing. So now people are like, hey, let's go to the Indy 500. You know, we'll camp out a day early and we'll sleep in the infield. And we're like, that's not the Indy 500 that I remember.
Like what I just said.
Yeah, it's like, how do I get back to going? Like, I want to go back and do what I did before. Like,
I totally get it. And the only time we went to Indy 500 was with the Patricks. I think Emerson Fittipaldi was still driving for them, and maybe Kevin Kogan. And I know Christian Fittipaldi now, but it's definitely kept out of the scene. It's funny because when you mentioned it, I'm thinking, who do I still know at IndyCar? Do I know anybody at IndyCar? So we can get some privilege.
Yeah, so that's the problem now is if we weren't doing something with the film, like, sure, we know a lot of the drivers, we know the teams, but I don't even think the teams could sort of grant you that access. And if they do, it's like, you know, so everybody's asking them. Everybody they know is already.
Of course, which is why I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, and so I don't want to be that guy either. And then, you know, IndyCar has some power over it, but again, you know, they've just had the huge list of people that are important to their program, and I'm not on that list. So for me to even ask, they're going to go,
exactly. You know, like, So who can you call that would invite you? But you know, Matt, we've already established this. Zebra problems.
These are zebra problems. I will be at home on my couch with the dogs enjoying the Indy 500.
With the AC on having a dog lick your foot or something, you know, a massage, you know.
And I will be enjoying the race from home, and it'll be fine. It'll be wonderful. But and it'll still be huge, and it'll be sold out, right? Like when it's there, it's gonna be good. So I'm looking forward to an exciting race. Hopefully, no injuries, and let's keep the drama to a reasonable amount of drama.
Yes.
Just exciting enough that nobody gets hurt, but make it.
Let's keep the drama to the parking lot.
Kind of fun, yeah.
Well, if I hear of anything, any opportunities, I will let you know for Laguna, and maybe you do the same, and we'll stay.
All right, so what we're gonna go ahead and we'll just wrap things up for this week.
Oh, that's it.
We'll chat with Bill next week, and we'll have you on again. I always enjoy it when you come on the show. I like it.
Well, I love coming on the show. You know, usually the podcast, like, I gotta do a podcast, but it's always fun. I love it.
These are fun ones. I don't even know what we talked about this episode, but it was all fun.
Well, thanks for having me, and anytime, Bill. I got you covered. Anytime.
There you go. You guys can follow. Just Google Aaron Hagar, and you'll find all of his links up there, and his Instagrams and everything else. If you want to say hi to him and tell him how much you loved him on CarCast, I'm sure he appreciate that. you know where to find me at Moderator on social media, and Drink Bravago. That's the drink. Make sure you get some. It's coming more stores in Southern California. We got to keep growing, and we appreciate it.
Great. You're getting more distribution. You're getting out there.
Yes, we are. We're going to be in a handful of Total Wine and More stores in Southern California. We're going to be in Culver City, Long Beach, Huntington Beach, Redondo, and Carmel Mountain, San Diego.
Excellent. Well done.
Looking forward to that. So come slowly, get there. And I appreciate you guys that are ringing online. So
it's a slow build. It's a very difficult and competitive market. So good job.
It is. Wow, thank you. All right, guys. Thanks so much. Until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.